Here we're holding Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph on top. The Yomar Rabbah. Rabbah says like this: Shema Mina have a proof that Kesher Elyon D'Yiraisa, that if such halacha by tzitzis, you have to make at least one knot. The top knot of the tzitzis is midiraisa. In other words, it's not enough midiraisa just to put the four strings through the begad and twirl them around, but you have to make a knot. What's the proof that you have to make a knot on your tzitzis? So Rabbi says like this: the yisakodad, if you'll think to say the rabbanon, that it's only midrabbanon, you have to have a knot, but midiraisa it's enough just to twirl them around and stuff them in, but not to make a real knot. If so, my itzroch lemishrei tzadim etzitzis. How come there's a special halacha, a special zeras hakosav we darshin that esa doicholaisa say that if you have a beged, if the beged is made out of flax and you're putting the woolen tzitzis inside it, so even though really there should be this of klayim, still we say esa doicholaisa say. What do I need a special zeras hakosav for? Lechur pshita, of course you're allowed to put the woolen strings inside the beged of pishtim, even without a din of Esa Becholosa say. You know why? Because there's no Issa Klayim here. Because we hold that HaTokev Kifachas Eino Chibur. You just make one stitch. You put, let's say, wool through a beggar of piston one time and pull it out. If you do not make a knot, so it's not called a Chibur, it's not called attached, and there's no Issa Shapnes. Shapnes is only if you have wool and linen tied together. But without a Kesher, without a Chibur, there's no Issa Diraisa. If so, how come the Torah has to say, especially if there's a kosev, that Esther is Becholosa say? Ella, this is Rabbi's proof. Shema Mina, there have a proof that the Yiraisa, that with Yiraisa you have to make a kesher on your tzitzis. You have to tie the tzitzis onto your beged. Therefore, when you put wool onto a linen beged, lechur it should be klayim, and the parrot is, we say Esther Becholosa say, that's why it's mutter. Now, Omar Rabbi, Bar Rav Ado, Omer Rav Ado, Omer Rav, if Nifsak Hachut Meikroi Sulo, that if one of the strings, one of the four strings, get ripped off in the place where you put it onto the begit, in other words, not later after you make the twirling around, after you make the knot, the part of the string that comes down, if part of that gets cut off. Now we have before that Gadum Mimaksherim, but over here, if it gets cut off on the part where it's attached to the begit, so if one string gets ripped there, then the beged tzitzis is pasul. That's called the nifsak hachut meikroi. If the chut, the string where it's put into the beged, when you fold it over there, in that place where it's attached to the beged, if it gets ripped there, sula, it's not considered like you have four strings, it's only like you have three strings left. And therefore the tzitzis is pasul. And this the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman sat down, the ko'oma alaho shmaitita, he said over this halacha. Seisvei Rav and Rav Nachman, Rav asked the question to Rav Nachman. It says, Bamed v'mamurim, when was it said that there's a shear that you have to have yud beis gudlim for the tzitzis, v'tchilosa, that's only at the beginning when you first go to put the tzitzis into the beged, when you first start making the tzitzis. V'soifai, but once you're ready, finished making the tzitzis, now shirov v'gadum of koshu. So it says, two mishrenes here, shirov the leftovers, and gadum of luchur also means the leftover of the strings. Koshu, even though a small amount is left over, still it's kshera. So now, what's this double lashon of shirav and gadumav? My shirav or my gadumav, what does each one mean? My love, doesn't it mean to say, shirav means the ifsat minayu, the ishtayu minayu. Shirav means it only got ripped off later on, after you made the knots of the tzitzis, and just to fill the strings that are hanging down, over there it got cut off, and still it's kosher. And when it says, gadumav, the igdom, igdume, that means that's cut off from the beginning, that there's nothing left over. That means even though the chut was nifsak, michibura, where it's attached to the beged, still it's kosher. So Solokur, you see, not like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Ada Omarav was saying over. So Mora says, Lord, the snapshot is graisa. I tell you, chod the ketoni. It means one halacha over here. Shira, shiure, gadume. The leftover of the gedume means the leftover of the strings. After you made the knots on the tzitzis, that seal the part of the tzitzis that's hanging down, the Torah strings, not the part that's twirled around. Over there, if you have something left over, koshu, as long as something is left over, still it's kosher. Even though before we had the shiras kadei aniva, it also goes into koshu. As long as you have a small amount left over, that you can make a bow with it, it's kosher. Ve'ed echanami, if it was nifsak mi'ikroi, hava, there would be possible. Now the Gemara says, if so, v'leima, let it just say gadumov, shirav labali, let it just say gadumov, that gadumov is a kol shu. So Gemara says, ho'kamash, this is what comes to teach us over here. Divinon shiyuru l'gadumov, even though we're saying it's a kol shu, the leftover strings, again, after you made the knots on the tzitzis, the leftover strings, it's enough with the kol shum, but you should know there is some shear, there is some amount that you have to have left over yet. And what is that shear, like we had before? Kedei la'anvon, enough to be able to make a bow around the strings that are missing. So that's why it says lashon over here, shiurav gaduma, as if to say this gaduma, even though it's ksheri, even though it's missing, but ha'kolpon, there has to still be something left over. You have to have the shear of kedei la'anvon. The other Gemara says, Yosef Rabba was sitting down. Ukoba Mishmei de Rabba, saying over the name of Rav. Chut Shokrach Oile Min Aminyin. The one string that you use, like the Shamish, the one you use to twirl around the other strings to make the Gedil, that's also included in the eight strings. As we put in four strings and we fold it over, now we have eight strings. So don't think that the one string that you twirl around with is not included in the cheshbon, you have to have eight besides that. No. The one string that you use to tie around is also included in the cheshbon. That's called chut shel krach is oilem in a minyan. Omale Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said that Shmuel Amro, it was Shmuel that said this in Amro. V'loi Rav, and not Rav. And before Rav said it over the name of Rav, so Rabbi Yosef is saying, no, it wasn't Rav that said it over, but rather was Shmuel. The Gemara says, "Itmanam." We also learned Omar Rabba Bar Bachona that Tzachli Rabbi Yashia de Ben Usha, that Rabbi Yashia told me that was from Usha, that Chut Shel Krach, this one string that you use to twirl around the other strings to make the gadil with, is Oilel Amin Aminyan. That's part of the minyan. Like we had before, this chut that you twirl around with, it's also included in the cheshbin of the eight strings. Now the Gemara says, "Yosef Rav was sitting down." The Koma Mishmei de Shmuel, it said over the name of Shmuel, that Cheles Shekorach Ruboy Shero, that the Cheles, if you are Korach Ruboy, so Cheles here is loved after the blue wool, it means the Lashon of the Tzitzis, but that we have our strings, so if you are Korach Ruboy, if you made the Gdil, you twirled it around, a rove of the length of the strings, it's also Shero. Even though Lachatchila, the way we do it, is only one third of the length is twirled around, and two-thirds of stamp still stamp the strings, but he says, but the evidence, if you made right of it, korach, still is kshera. Omele Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Rav Omele Rabbi Shmuel, no, it was Rav that said over this membro, and not Shmuel. But it would happen, we also learned like this, Omar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Sheshes, and Omar Rav Yibya Bar Abo, Omar Rav Cheles Tzitzis, Shekorach Rubo, if somebody made the gedil of Roiv, the majority of the length of the tzitzis, he twirled them around, Ksher, still is kosher. Rav Chia Bered, Rav Nosin, Masni Yoch, he learned it like this, that Omer Rav Hun, Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Yim Yim Arabo, Omer Rav, in the name of Rav, that Cheles, Shekorach Rubak Ksheiro, that the tzitzis, if you twirled it around, most of them, you know it's Ksheiro. Like we had before, that even though there's a small amount of still the strings hanging down, most of the length of it was twirled around, so it's kshera. Now it says, Gafil lekorach belechul yachas kshera. And who did, let's say you make a small amount of the gedil. You only twirl around one time, that's all. One chulya is also kshera. However, and the rest of it, the length of it was strings, it's kosher. We'll soon see exactly how much a chulya is, how many twirlings around you have to have. Some say at least three times. And then it says, V'noye Tcheles, what's the hinder mitzvahs of tzitzis? How's it supposed to be made? Shlish gedil, one third of the tzitzis should be twirled around the first third, and then shnei shlish onav, the next two thirds of the length of the yud vez gudlin should be hanging down, should be strings separate. Now, v'kama shiuchulya, how much is each twirling around? So Tanya learned like this, Tanya Rebbe Yoima, k'dei shiyichra v'yishna v'yisholosh. Has to be at least three times. You twirled it around three times, that's called a chulya. And with the effort you yotza, just making three twirlings. Tony will learn like this though, that ha'apoychis la'yifchus mishav, you should not make less than seven turnings. should not be more than 13. What's the reason? Connected the seven rikim there are in Shemayim, one above the other. What's 13? Connected Shiva rikim, there are seven rikiyas. The six spaces in between them. So this is the hiddur to do it between 7 and 13. L'maisa, our meaning is that when we make tithesis, we do all of these. We make 7, then we make 8, then we make 11, then we make 13. The different chulyas, and in between we make the knots. That's how we have 5 sets of knots. And in between the 5 sets of knots are the first 7 twirlings, then 8, then 11, then 13. Tanu learn like this. Kishu maskil maskil beloved. When you first put the strings into the begit, first put the loved into the begit. Why haknaf min knaf? That comes first. Okay, shu mesayim. When you finish making the twirlings of the strings, is mesayim beloved. Also, you have to end off with loved. In other words, here it's mashma that scholus means when you start twirling the strings around, first start twirling it around with loved, and then you twirl around the rest of it with chelis. But then at the end of the twirlings, again you should end off with loved. But the klal is ma'alin b'kodesh v'loy meridin. You always have to be mala, go up, because you should not go down. So Rashi explained that since the pasuk gave a kedima to loved, mashma that has more kedusha. But since we start off with loved, it's not nice to end off with chelis. We'll have to end off with loved. That's called the ma'alin b'kodesh v'yein meridin. The Gemara says, Rav Rabba bar Bachoda, Tevi Yasvi. They were sitting down. Have a kachola v'yosel hu gavra. The person was passing by them. The michsei glima the kula tchilta. He's wearing a beged that the whole beged was made out of tchilas. The whole beged was made out of tzitzis. The whole talus was made from blue wool. For romalei tchilta, and still he had tchilas. He had tzitzis. U gedila migdal. And the whole tzitzis was only made from gedil. Meaning to say, the whole thing was thrown around. There was no other, nothing left over. So not that the whole thing was made out of chilas, that's not the game to us. The game was, he threw a tzitzis, that the whole tzitzis were twirled all the way down to the end. Shama Rav says, Yoyi Gleam, listen, the guy has a very nice begid, but v'lo yoyi tchilte, not mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. Because Rav holds, you have to have both. Some part of it has to be twirled, and some part of it has to be the loose strings. Rav Abba Bachon Amano, Yoy Glima v'yoy tchuto. It was nice the beggar of Chelis, and the tzitzis is also Mekayim. That's the Rabbi Rabbi Chodah holds. But my commitment goes to Machodah over here. Rabbi Bar Bar Chodah Sovar, Ksiv the Pesach says, Gedil, or Ksiv Pesil. Gedil is Mashman has to be twirled around. Pesil is Mashman, the strings have to be hanging. So he holds, Oy Gedil like Pesil. The whole thing can be, if you want, either Pesil, the whole thing is hanging, or the whole thing twirled around, either way is kosher. However, if Rav Sov, Rav holds no, L'yoyin lov psil bidin, you have to have some strings hanging down. Like you have to have both, you have to have psil, and you have to have the gedil. So the Gemara v'hi gedilim, and v'hi gedilim, l'minyon hu diyasa. That's what the Pesach says, gedil, it's come to teach you how many you have to have. But about the Icarus, you have to have psil, you have to have some strings hanging down. How do we know what Gedil teaches? That's like this. Gedil is shnayim, two strings. Gedil is marbo, is four strings. I say Gedil means make Gedil of faslayim itaychoy. He's out of these four strings, fold them over, becomes out of eight strings. That's how we know how many strings you have to have. The kids of the Yitzkiz, you have to have still, there has to be some hanging down. You cannot have those things twirled around. So that's our mini gavada that we always have both. We have first one third of it is the gedil is twirled around, and then two-thirds of it is hanging down. But about that, you have to have both. You have to have some hanging and some twirled around. Now, paslayu mitoicha, Rashi says it means that the string that you use to twirl it around with, like the shamish, that's part of the cheshbon, like we had the gemara before. You don't have to have a separate string to tie around with, but the string you make the twirling around with, that's also called part of the cheshbon. That's called the paslayu mitoicha. The string we use to make the gedil, that's called part of the minyan. Now, Omar Shmuel Mishmei the Levi, Chut Tzemer Poitrim Mishal Pishtin. If you have a flax beged, you're allowed to put tzitzis, even the loven, you're allowed to put a tzemer, even though you're making clients, still it's mutter. And the Hesber is because since you have to have tchilas anyway, and tchilas has to be from wool, but since there's a heter to make tzitz klayim here, who did you let to put even the love in from tzemer also? But Yibon will have a question like this: what's going to be shal pishtim ma shiyiftu mishal tzemer? Let's say you have a woolen begid. Are you allowed to put now lovem from pishtim? Maybe no, but as far as like this, tzemer mishal pishtim. You know what? If you have a flax begid, you're allowed to put wool. Who departed the chiv with the tchilas p'tura? Since you have to put tchilas in, and tchilas has to be made from wool, so therefore since there's going to be a klayim anyway, so lovem not important. You're allowed to put lovem also inside the pishtim, because you have a head of klayim. Avol pishtim b'tzemer. When you have a begad made out of tzemer, maybe there's no heter to put flax inside that begad loy, because let's say the tchilas is made from wool, so it's possible to get away and only have wool and no pishtim wool. You don't have to have klayim. Maybe there's no heter to make klayim. Or do we maybe know? Kivud nechsir. Since the pasuk says loy sil mosh shatnis tzemer pishtim yachta, they're not wear klayim together, but rather the dilim pasuk, the pasuk right away says let him make tzitzis. Which she would darshan. Here's the heter of vessel de chalosha say. We're allowed to have klayim and tzitzis. So maybe loishin or tzemel pishtim. The loishin or pishtim tzemel wouldn't make enough community. Which way you do it? Whichever way you want, maybe klayim and tzitzis. Again, like a sutra. You're allowed to have klayim and tzitzis. That's the shiloh. The toshim are coming in the Yamarach, Vomer of Yehuda. Chutei tzemel taka poitim mishal pishtim. You're allowed to, yes. You're allowed to have woolen strings in a bag of pishtim. That's chito. Because the tchilas has to be from wool, therefore you have a heter of the chi anyway. But the other way, mishal pishtin, poitim mishal tzemer, and he says clearly yes that pishtin also patters mishal tzemer. Now chutei tzemer or pishtin, this is another locha. Our company we see clearly he holds yes that you have this migul like that since there's a heter of klayim and tzitzis, you're even allowed to put pishtin into wool. Now he says. Strings of wool or flax potter in any type of a begad, any place. Even in a silk begad, even though the prophet says min kanaf, which is mashman and tzitzis, should be from the same material the begad is, but that's only if you're using silk or cotton. But when we want to use tzitzis made from flax or from tzemer, from wool, they potter in any begad. But I'll call upon him, you see, that Rach, Amr Rav Yehuda holds that even the beggar made out of silk or cotton is mechuyev and tzitzis. His Tzolik Gemara says, Upligei, to Rav Nachman, the Yagam Rav Nachman, Yagam Rav Nachman, Hashiroyin, Pturim in a tzitzis. He holds no, a silk beggar is potter in a tzitzis. He holds only, and we'll soon see why, only a beggar made out of flax or wool is mechuyev and tzitzis in the Raisa, but not other material. Eisur Rol of Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Shter of Nachman, says the Braisa, Hashiroyim, that silk, Vaklach, Vasrikim, other type of material, Kulum Chayav and Mitzitzis, the Rol Mechuyim Mitzitzis, see, not like Rav Nachman, where says Midra Bodin? Rav Nachman admits that a Kol Pod of Midra Bodin, you are Mechuyim Mitzitzis. For the Mahayaki, if so, Eim is Seifam, the Kul and Sem of Pishnah Poitrim Behem, that any type of material, if you use Sem of Pishnah, if you use Tzitzis, made to have a meter is from wool and flax together, they became the mitzvah. Mash, even though the tzitzis is klayim. So the why? He yamim mishleim and midiraisa that a woolen, that a cotton or silk bag that mechuyim and tzitzis midiraisa, haimu the mishtarim will klayim, that's what they're allowed to put, flax and wool for tzitzis. Eli yamim, it's only with the rabbonim, heichim mishtarim will klayim, haimu allowed to put wool and flax for tzitzis. So Mash is true, in such a case when the bag is made out of cotton, but according to Rav Nachman, Yoni Mechuyim and Tzitzis, but the Rabbanin, Eva said like this, Oit Tzemer and Pishtim, the Tzitzis can be either from Tzemer or from Pishtim, but Rav Nachman not together. Then according to Rav Nachman, Katan Begin is only Mechuyim and the Rabbanin, not Midiraisa. So the big shal, how we pass on Alokha. Well, Lamais, that's what Mr. Brewer said, there's a hiddur to wear Badafka woolen Begin, because with a woolen Begin, you're carrying the Mitzvah Midiraisa according to all Shittas. We have Yoni wear a Katan Begin, according to Rav Nachman, you only the kind of mitzvah of the Rabbanim, it's not a mitzvah of the Raisa. But on the sheet of Sol, no, we hold not a Gonach, we hold not a Rav Yehuda, that all the God, the Mamukhiv and Tzitzis, even with the Raisa. Most of the Hakanam and Mistab, this is for also. Tani Sefer, 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 Hein Bemidon Poitrin, Shlai Bemidon, Ein Poitrin, that these things, these begodim, Bemidon is part, it means if you have a silk, or you have a cotton begad, if the Tzitzis is made from the same mid, it's good. But if you have a cotton dagger to wear silk tzitzis, is no good. Siyam, and Mishnah Midr Rabbanim, Haim of the Nisra, Meninus, Kud HaKor Barim, Mitzal, Min Patim. Hel Yar, but he writes, the Chur Tzema Pishimu, the Potter. If Yolus, the Chuyim, the Reis, the Havmir is, whole Tzitzis has to be made from Tzema Pishtin. Tzema says, no, Yibishim, this is the question, Leibin has no question. Kid Rava, the Rava, Rava has a question like this. See, one person says, HaKnaf, we dash him in Knaf, that the Tzitzis has to be made from the same material the Begad is. But it says, there's another person that says, Tzema Pishtin, that the tzitzis could be from flax or from wool. But Ketzer has to come out of Tuksukim. Semru pishtim boitim beim minim eshtav minim. If you have tzitzis made from flax or from wool, no matter what type of material the beggar is made from, it patis. Like we have, if you have a cotton beggar, the tzitzis is still made from wool, it's okay. But beim minim eshtav minim. But shar minim, if you want to use cotton tzitzis or silk tzitzis, they need the potrim. It only helps if the beggar's made from that material. But shlei demidin, if you want to use cotton tzitzis on a silk beggar, ain't potrim, it doesn't potrim. So therefore, it would be a proof. Now the Gemara says, for Rav Nachman, what's John Rav Nachman though, to the Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel, Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel, Hayu v'demra begodim at Erastam, it says a lot of places, begodim, like here by tzitzis, it says, you make the tzitzis on begodim, akanta b'dayim, or par v'cha kosta b'yechim, and by parshas negoyim, the Torah says clearly, Hilchas Negoyim on a Begid, there it says clearly, Semro Pishtim. And what's called the Begid by Negoyim? Only Semro Pishtim. His out called Semro Pishtim. Wherever the Torah says Begodim Sam, it always means only a Begid meets from either Begid, either from Semer or from Pishtim. Therefore, Nachman holds which Begid is Mechuyim and Tzitzis, only either wool or a flower flax one, but not cotton or other material. Omri Rabbi, Yabai says, you should know, Vai Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, Maskim Midah Tana the Rabbi Shmuel. There's a spirit in the Rabbi Shmuel itself. The Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, Begid. True, it says the word Begid by Negoyim. But they liyele Begid Semer. Maybe you're not like a Begid made from wool. Vinay and the Rabbi Semer Gemalim, even from other type of wool, come off a camel, stuff real wool. Semer Anovim, or else some rabbits, or else Noita Shalizim, goat hair, or else Taklach, or else Rikin, Fiyashiroin, even silk. How do we know these Begodim also not Zilchus Negoyim? Tamulayim oy begid. See what the Rabbi Shmuel also holds, that oy begid is a riboy, that all types of begodim are called begodim, labd after semra pishtim. Therefore, madam, by tzitzis also the din should be. Any type of material you have a begid from, still it's mechuyev and tzitzis. Even cotton, even silk. Just then the lachas are again. If you make the tzitzis from the same material, it's okay. But from different material, it would not part with that begid. Only semra pishtim, that part is bein beminon, mei shloim beminon. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side of this tape. So wait till the tape goes to the end of the tape, then turn over. On the other side, we'll start the next day.